Yo, yo, yo. It's episode 50 of the Game Time Show, bro. I'm Keith.
I'm Kevin.
And I'm Steve.
And we'll be your bros for the evening. Guys, we did it. It's episode 50.
We made it.
We promised that we would do video.
What?
And guess what? We're delivering.
Boom.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I'm already feeling very self-conscious.
Yeah. Right? You want to just stare into the camera the entire podcast?
They all know
podcast?
How ugly I am now.
We could just like...
No. They knew you were ugly inside.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's for sure.
Everyone knew that already.
That's for sure. I am very ugly inside.
It's true.
Hey. We all are.
Yeah. We all are.
I haven't showered in like a while. Sorry, okay. Camera.
Yeah, now that we're recording,
thank God
guys,
I can't catch
you guys
smells.
Need to shower.
Yeah, fair.
Both of you.
All right.
Fair.
Same time.
Just gonna like do this.
Let's get right into it.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I want to talk about Ginger Beyond the Crystal.
Ooh. Whoa.
What's that? I didn't watch last episode. Listen to last episode. It's
yeah, no
you
one
couldn't have watched last episode, Kevin. This is the first one you could watch right. ever.
So it's a very important game in Game Time Bros. Illustrious history.
Oh, yeah?
First game we ever got early for review. First game.
Legit.
We're on the map, son.
Yeah, come on. So we got it like October 22nd. It released October 25th. So I had to rush through this game.
Oh, yeah.
What was it on?
So I played it on Xbox One.
Cool.
But it's also on PS4 and PC.
Why is it called Ginger? Is that the titular character?
Yes. So Ginger is this...
Redhead.
Do you remember, like, did you ever play Sonic, either of you, Sonic Adventure?
Yeah,
on Dreamcast?
Yes. So you know that they had like Chow babies?
Yeah.
So Ginger is basically a Chow that was sent to Earth by a goddess who protected a town from evil powers.
Okay.
This goddess used a crystal to kind of protect this town.
Okay, we got crystals and goddesses.
Yep. Okay. And then one day this...
I'm there.
This bad guy brought a red crystal.
Oh, no.
Red's bad.
And it shattered the good blue crystal.
Yep.
No. All the crystals got, you know, strewn about.
If only someone could collect them.
Yeah. God. So apparently
everyone
couldn't collect them. So that's why the goddess sent Ginger.
Oh.
Who's the best at collecting stuff.
Finally, a redheaded superhero.
Yeah. So this is a collectathon.
Listen on Marvel.
Collectathon. Like all you do is collect shit. It's a 3D platformer that obviously was inspired by, you know, some of the best 3D platformers of, you know, the Nintendo 64 era.
Does that mean this game is amazing?
That means that this game really tugs at your like nostalgia bone.
I'm sorry. I keep trying to bait you into being like, this game sucks. I know it's actually probably a pretty good game.
So I'm stealing this phrase.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like video game junk food.
Yeah.
You know, like it.
I feel like you're stealing that phrase from your review, which I read.
Okay. Maybe.
Plagiarizing himself.
It's
like a good man does.
So, like, a lot of things that I liked about Banjo-Kazooie are present here.
Sure.
You know, like very colorful, fun, cartoonish characters. The levels are really fun. Like sometimes you'll be in a haunted mansion, another time you'll be in like a spaceship. And you get like costumes. So sometimes Ginger will be dressed up like a dragon.
Or like
a vampire bat.
So nice.
So like Mario, kind of like Tanuki hat. And
yeah,
shit like that.
I would actually compare it more to Banjo-Kazooie in that like Mumbo Jumbo would change you into like a washing machine or something like that.
God, I need to play Banjo-Kazooie again.
So in Banjo-Kazooie, that would kind of just let you advance. Like you could get through a smaller pipe or you could, you know, reach a higher level. But what it didn't do is it didn't really change the way you played. It just let you, you know, advance.
Your jump is now this high. Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
But Banjo-Kazooie coupled that with like new abilities outside of the like form transformations that you got. Like, you know, sometimes now Kazooie can shoot eggs at people or now Kazooie can become a shield, things like that.
Yeah.
So that changed the way you played a little bit. So it made the game feel fresh.
Mm-hmm.
That's what was severely lacking here. Like
it's just something to mix it up a bit.
Something to mix it up because literally there was two moves you could do for like hitting enemies. Like, you could either punch them or you could, like, slide dash them. The punch seemed, like, invincible. Like, no matter when I did it, no matter how close the enemy was, no matter if the enemy was behind me or in front of me or on my side, I would always hit him. But if I did the special attack where you did, like, a slide dash, like, into him, half the time I fuck it up. So then I literally, of the two moves, I only ever used one.
A whole lot of punching.
Yeah, so the game got monotonous, which was fine because really I wasn't in it for that. I was in it for the platforming. And the platforming was really a mixed bag. So, you know, so there are kind of three general areas. You had there were three separate overworlds, and within those overworlds, there were two different kinds of levels. There were kind of more traditional platforming levels in, like, the mansions, in the spaceships I talked about, where you would just kind of... The goal was to get to the end, but, like, you didn't really have to do anything. It was just kind of get to the end.
I think the collectathon genre fell out of style for a reason, and that's because it's really hard to make.
Yeah.
Like, you could do it back in the N64 days, even though that was high tech at the time. It was still doable with, like, you know, a 25 to 50 person team. And now that team members for video games are in the hundreds and, like, games are huge and need so much work, like, changing up the formula and making new stuff and making every... activity and, like, hidden item and things seem engaging and fun and interesting. Like, there's so many weird, like go on a sled race in Banjo for, like, to get a jiggy, and, like, there's so many, like, different, like, game modes buried into Banjo and Kazooie. You can't really do that in a modern game if you want, like, modern graphics and that sort of thing.
It's true. And I mean, this game, it was made by an indie studio, but it looks good.
Yeah.
It performs like shit, but it looks good. Like, sometimes the
frame rate drop.
Frame rate was on par with, like, Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah. Well, you know? Well, yeah. I feel for those teams struggling with, like, performance stuff, because that shit's hard. It's just, like, you gotta work on it.
It really is. Like, I honestly, the biggest frame rate dips were, like, when I wasn't really in a level, so they didn't bother me that much. It was just, like, really apparent sometimes. I could forgive it. But it was interesting that you talked about, like, big teams working on, like, a bunch of little things that don't necessarily kind of come together.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of how this game is. Like I said, there's the overworld. There's these traditional platforming. It had... Those levels have, like, a fixed camera, and it's almost 2.5D a lot of the time.
Would you say Banjo-Kazooie is your favorite in the collectathon genre?
Yes, by far. Okay. I don't necessarily consider Super Mario 64 a collectathon. Like,
you don't.
You do collect things.
You collect one thing, I guess. Yeah.
Stars.
So I personally like Banjo-Kazooie more than Super Mario 64.
Bold statement.
I do. You know, I'm not saying it's a better game. I like it more. I enjoy it more.
If you disagree with Keith, please send a message to @BSteveFoto.
Yes, please.
@BSteveFoto. Don't write it down.
Write it down.
@BSteveFoto.
On Twitter.
Also, we need a hot take horn.
Bam, 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 bam.
There it is.
All right. Anyway. So yes, I do like Banjo-Kazooie a lot. The people that made this game like Banjo-Kazooie a lot.
That's cool.
So there's a 2.5D, like, kind of standard platforming. You're just trying to get to the end. There's not a lot of challenge there, but you want to collect a bunch of crystals. Then there's these other levels that are nothing like the levels I was just describing, where the camera isn't fixed.
Okay.
There aren't any fun environments. It's just a bunch of floating rocks in the sky that you just have to, like, jump across.
So he's like, I like rocks.
I like rocks. So, like, it's so funny because they're like polar opposite. And, like, these levels are challenging, but it's kind of when I had the most fun. But, like, they're also the most boring because there was nothing to look at. And it's kind of like when you're going into this type of game that's colorful and cartoony.
So
you want pretty stuff to look at.
So what was the story at least engaging? Like, did you feel the plight of Ginger and his servitude to the goddess?
I know I would.
There was a reason I was being so, like, tongue in cheek. Describing it. There's not much story. The story was there to kind of justify the collectathon, but it's very weak.
That's right.
I mean, if you want a game that will remind you of the games on Nintendo 64 that will kind of be a stopgap until Yooka-Laylee comes out, then you can do a lot worse. Like, this was overall, I had a decent time. But, you know, it's like a 6.5 for me, really.
I feel like I had some hot takes on Yooka-Laylee back in the day. I feel like I was really like...
I think you did.
I feel like I was giving it shit back in the day.
Well, as someone who loves Banjo-Kazooie, like, I can't wait to play it, but...
Is there any more information that's come out on that?
It's coming out soon.
They dropped a demo really? For the backers.
Oh, shit.
They did, yeah. It was like a sandbox where you just kind of went around and just played. And so, I mean, I'm a sucker for it. It's certainly derivative, but I don't really care.
That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, so that review is on our site, GameTimeBro.com. I've already kind of covered a lot of what I say in it, but it is the first review we've ever done that came out when the game came out. So that's kind of cool.
That's
pretty neat.
That's a good
system, too. Like, I like it when reviews sort of launch around the same time a game comes out.
Yeah, you know, when they give the developer gives you access to the game early.
Yeah,
it's nice.
Yeah, because, like, if I'm excited about a game... I'm still excited about it, but I'd like to read a review just to be safe because I want to be a smart consumer and spend my money.
Well, Kevin, I think you're going to have to stop playing Bethesda games.
Why is that?
I don't know. Maybe you have some idea, Kevin.
Okay, so...
I have no idea about any of this.
So Bethesda, Doom, Dishonored, Fallout...
Halo 5?
Skyrim. Nope, that is Bungie.
Wow.
Nope. Mm. Destiny's Bungie. That used to be Bungie. That's 343.
Right.
Yes.
343.
I was way off.
Anyway, the ones that make the big old video games that are big and take a while.
Cool.
That's Bethesda. This was posted by some guy. What's his name? Gary Steinman, global content lead at Bethesda.
God, that sounds important.
Mm. It's called Bethesda and Game Reviews. What voice should I read this in? Should it be Pumpkin Pie Guy? Should it be Melvin the Mansplainer?
Surprise me.
Okay, I'm gonna do Pumpkin Pie Guy.
He's a favorite of mine. Okay. Personally,
at Bethesda, we value media reviews. We read them. We watch them. We try to learn from them when they offer critique, and we understand their value to our players. Earlier this year, we released Doom.
He's eating pumpkin pie.
That's the sound he makes when he eats pumpkin pie.
Yeah, he's eating pumpkin pie.
I'm going to read it normal now. We sent review copies to arrive the day before launch, which led to speculation about the quality of the game. Since then, Doom has emerged as a critical and commercial hit. With the upcoming launches of Skyrim Special Edition and Dishonored 2, we will continue our policy of sending media review copies one day before release. While we will continue to work with media streamers and YouTubers to support their coverage... We want everyone, including those in the media, to experience our games at the same time. We also understand that some of you want to read reviews before you make your decision, and if that's the case, we encourage you to wait for your favorite reviewers to share their thoughts. So, like, basically what they're saying, then he says when other games are launching, whatever. Basically what they're saying is their games are 40-hour plus, and they're giving them to reviewers a day before they go live, 24 hours. Like,
so their viewers get 5 hours in and then they're like, this game is good, I guess.
Well, like, you can't write a review on a 60, 40, 120 hour game like in 24 hours. It's impossible.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
That's
so
math.
They can spin this however they want, but they're just trying to prevent reviews coming out before the game comes
out. Right. They're trying to prevent reviews coming out before the game comes out, and they're saying like, hey, you can wait. Like,
yeah, no one's making you want this pre-order content we're offering.
Yeah, if they're spinning it, if they're spinning it in favor like of themselves, they're not spinning it super hard. They're basically being like, "You can always wait, dude. Like, whatever. Like, if we encourage you to, like, it's very transparent, and it's still within Bethesda's rights to be like, this is how we're gonna do it, and you have to like deal with that." And, like, a lot of game reviewers have since, like, published things being like, this is stupid. I hate this because it's really bad for game reviewers.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, the traffic those sites are going to get is never higher than, like, when that game first comes out.
And their whole defense is that Doom was good.
Yeah, but what the beta was, like, universally panned because it was just panned, the multiplayer.
But they did a lot of work, and Doom got very high reviews. So
I know. I guess my point was just that if they saw that was panned, it kind of feels like they're like, oh shit, is this game bad? Let's not send it out.
What I think they're saying, yeah, there was a scare before Doom launched because the demo wasn't great.
Yep.
And they weren't going to give the review copy to reviewers until a day before the game went live, which usually means this game is a pile of garbage.
Yep.
So it seems like Bethesda is kind of trying to spin this whole like thing this year and being like, we're really confident in the games we're going to release. We're confident in Skyrim and in Dishonored 2. Like, those games are going to be great. So they're going to justify, like, this kind of shitty consumer practice that we're going to do, which is releasing games so reviewers don't have enough time to review them before, like, people can buy them. So all this is just, like, we want to control what people think of our games for as long as possible, which is a good business decision. It just kind of sucks for consumers. And yeah,
that doesn't like look good on a consumer level.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter.
It's true.
Like, do you buy games at launch? Do you pre-order?
Not anymore.
Do you buy games at launch? Do you pre-order?
Although I did pre-order Sun and Moon.
Not really. On Amazon. Rarely. It depends, but not right.
I pre-ordered one game in like the last 5 years, and it was XCOM 2. And I had such a shitty time with that game at launch. That like I was so mad.
It was a lot of problems with it, right?
Yeah, it was almost unplayable when it launched, and I was so mad at myself for pre-ordering. So now I'm like, never again. But like,
you won't burn me again.
But like, a lot of people do pre-order, and I don't think it's great. But what are you gonna do? Like, people want their games.
I don't think
this is worth getting mad about personally. I just think, if Bethesda is going to play like this, other companies are going to play like this. Like, EA is not going to hesitate to follow suit.
Yeah.
This will become the new industry standard if this ends up making them more money, and it probably will.
And it will. Yep. And it's going to hurt
media
a lot.
Yeah.
Although I don't think reviews get nearly as much.
No, I don't think and that's because, you know, a lot of games journalism is shit, and a lot of game journalism is bought. Yeah.
Hey, that's us.
Hey.
We're not really journalists, but I wrote a review once and it was shit.
Yeah. Well, like a lot of games journalism is caught in the Consumer Reports funk, where it's just like, this game is functional and it'll take up this much of your time and it'll give you this much enjoyment for this much price. Like, they're very like, it's like they're reviewing appliances and not like they're reviewing like a movie or like entertainment or art. So like
some sort of media.
Not that that's their fault. It's just, that's the kind of reviews they've been rewarded for writing for the past stretch of time. So I don't know. I feel like two shitty roommates of mine are fighting, and like, it's going to be bad for me because I'm living in a house with two like assholes who are arguing, but also it doesn't really affect me. Like, I can leave anytime.
Like, bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't really have a dog in this fight.
Yeah, exactly.
It's still kind of, it strikes me as disingenuous when it's like, you don't have to pre-order this, but if you do, you get all this currency. What up?
What?
Yeah. So. And just like, we were like, oh, you know, microtransactions in $60 games are never going to be a real thing. Like, that's never going to be like the industry standard. And it is the industry standard.
Yes, it is.
just like this day one review thing is going to be the industry standard. Yeah. It's not great for consumers. In fact, it's bad for consumers. But if you're a smart consumer, you can still win. You can still like be victorious and play games that are good and avoid games that are bad. You just need to be constantly vigilant. And that's really hard when, you know, games journos kind of suck right now.
All right. Well, on that note, I think we got to take a break.
Fair.
Break.
All right, we're back. I'm going to play a game. The game of Love It or Hate It. We've done this on our other podcast before. Steve actually brought it up. Where we just like say some things and then we just go around the table and we say if we love it or hate it.
That's it.
No comments after that. Just love it or hate it.
Yep.
And then after we go through all of them, we can talk about it.
And yell at each other.
Okay. But yeah, we can say you're fucking stupid like we do.
Okay.
The topic tonight is the Nintendo Switch. And I've been dying to talk about this. Okay, that's not...
All right, early. You're early, you idiot.
No. All right. Okay.
Did I tip my hand on that one?
You did.
All right.
So we're going to start here.
It's not like we're doing video. Nobody will ever be able to get back and figure that out.
Yeah.
All right. Paying less than $300 for the Nintendo Switch.
Do I start?
You start.
Love it.
Love it.
Love it. Paying $300 or more for the Nintendo Switch.
Hate it.
Still love it.
That's a very vague question.
Yeah, that or more.
Well, that we can talk about this later.
Yeah.
Love it or hate it?
Hate it.
There we go.
Hate it.
There we go.
Yeah, I got to stick with my guns.
All right. The Switch is battery lasting 3 hours or less.
Hate it. Fuck that. Sorry, hate it.
Hate it.
Hate it.
Yep.
All right.
3 hours?
Oh, the battery lasting. Hey, we're not there yet.
Zip it.
All right.
Battery Zip lasting more than 3 hours.
Love it.
Love it.
Love it.
All right.
I was gonna be a wild card there. But.
These are my over unders. I just want to see like where you're feeling.
Okay.
Here's a real figure. Nintendo Switch having a 6.2-inch 720p screen.
On the handheld?
Here. Love it.
On the handheld?
Yeah, on the
Love it.
Yeah, love it.
Wow, so would love it.
All right, the Joy-Con controllers used separately.
Hate it.
You know the little tiny ones,
like the Wiimote and the
what? You know when they're playing basketball and like there's two people using those tiny controllers.
Hate it.
Hate it.
Yeah. Think about.
Love it.
Shut up. Think about the distance.
Hey.
Think about it. Think about your thumb distance.
No.
Then you got to turn around.
We're thinking about this after the game, Kevin. Would you listen to the rules?
Fine.
Everyone at home is listening to the rules.
Fine. Everyone loves it when I follow the rules.
Okay. Yeah.
Follow the rules. Love it.
The Joy-Con grip, which is that plastic thing you attach the Joy-Cons to make one controller.
Hate it.
Love it.
Love it.
The fact that it looks like a dog, love it.
The Switch Pro controller.
Hate it.
Love it.
Love it.
Wii U games being ported to the Nintendo Switch with additional content.
Hate it.
Really Can love I it? Hate love it?
One or the other, Stevie.
Love it.
Love it.
What if they just worked?
Follow the rules. Well, love it.
All right, what? Let's keep going. What's the next one?
Yeah, keep rolling. Keep rolling. Let's get this train rolling.
Nintendo Switch using cartridges.
Oh, love it. Actually,
love it.
Yeah,
love it.
Yeah,
that's probably the most decisive one for me right now.
The Nintendo Switch having 4 gigabytes of RAM.
Hate it.
Is that a lot?
It's half of what current consoles have, but it's twice what Wii U had.
Ugh.
Love
it. Wii U only had 2 gigabytes of RAM?
Love it. If that's the case, love it.
Yeah. Hate it.
Hate it. 4? Come on.
All right, that's it.
Come on.
That's it.
Okay.
All right.
Think about the distance your thumb can travel between the two sticks. You gotta use a tiny last little.
So
use
yeah,
a tiny
I mean,
little controller like that.
I think you gotta have to reserve judgment, but it's probably gonna suck. It's probably gonna suck. It's probably gonna be tough. You're gonna be like this.
The controllers
you have to use your nose to hit one of the buttons.
Controllers are too small for your hands.
Yeah, yeah. I think that the Joy-Con grip could be cool. Like I think it could be comfortable. We don't know yet.
It looks like a Dreamcast controller, and that's like not the best controller.
It's way more ergonomic than a Dreamcast controller.
Name 12 reasons why it's more ergonomic than a Dreamcast.
Wait till March, and then we'll have 12 reasons.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so obviously I am going to play the Nintendo Switch once Steve buys it.
Well, I mean, I'm going to have it on launch day for sure. So.
Oh, you're going to get it on launch day?
I I haven't been as excited for a console as I am for the Switch since the Nintendo 64.
Boy, you better hope that Nintendo doesn't adopt Bethesda's rules and releases it to the media a day early.
Okay, so two things I know. One is that I'm playing Breath of the Wild as soon as I possibly can.
Okay, it's available for the Wii U, so.
Second thing I know, I fucking love playing games on a handheld.
He loves playing games on the toilet.
Yeah, and the Wii U did not offer. We already got to two. I said two.
I was waiting for
the
three.
The Wii U offer a way to play on the toilet unless the Wii U was like 3 feet away from
in
the
your
toilet.
Bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like mine is.
And then you get poop particles on the whole system, not Listen, just the gamepad.
We're getting poop particles all around the house. So come on.
Dude, well, you have poop particles in your mouth right now.
Listen, life is poop particles. I just agree.
It's true.
Fuchsia
said that. I'm so pumped. Kevin, I know. But
Hate
I'm
it.
Pumped. I'm pumped.
Hate it.
Love it. Love it so much.
Just release a normal console and have a better relationship with developers, Nintendo. That's all I ask.
They're working on that latter part.
They are. They are. They're working on it. I mean, the Wii U had strong. I mean, the Wii U had like EA and Ubisoft when it launched, right?
Okay. Yeah.
And then quickly that all disappeared.
Yeah. It doesn't seem that long ago, does it?
No, because Wii U came out 4 years ago.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but like, fuck shit, we need to make something else.
Yeah. But
we're fucked up.
Wasn't it promising that we saw like fucking Skyrim in the release trailer?
Yeah, it's promising we saw a 6-year-old game in the release trailer.
What? I'm not saying that like it's impressive that it can run Skyrim. I'm saying that it's a
Isn't
good
there a new
sign.
Skyrim coming out?
Yeah,
it came
Skyrim
out,
remastered.
Like, yeah, a few days ago.
But no, wow.
It's still a 6-year-old game.
It's still a 6-year-old game, dude.
My point wasn't that I'm excited that Skyrim's on this console. My point is that support from Bethesda is a good thing.
Okay, my point is Nintendo is a snake oil salesman. And you guys are like, ooh, man, this right, last batch of snake oil wasn't so great. But this big vat of snake oil.
It's ripe for the jumping in.
Yeah. We are Nintendo. We are Nintendo apologists.
Yeah, how are we going to snake oil wrestle if we don't have a big vat of snake
oil?
Thank you, Kevin. I'm glad you're finally getting it.
I love the Vita.
Oh, you're one of the six people.
I love the Vita. What I loved that about is it is like all kind of like the indie games on there that like I got through like PS Plus that I never would have played anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Think if the Nintendo Switch becomes kind of like the place where all these small indie games go to thrive.
Is that from a Nintendo rep or is that from Keith Juniorist snake oil salesman from Nintendo?
No, that's from Keith who's daydreaming right now.
Yeah. You're daydreaming.
Snake oil salesman. To be a snake oil salesman.
To squeeze snakes.
You like
for
Nintendo
the oil.
Too, you asshole.
I do.
Kevin, you just crush my dreams every time you can.
You shouldn't be dreaming about Nintendo. You should be thinking about how Nintendo's gonna fuck you, like they fucked you with the Wii U.
All right, if the Nintendo Switch comes out and it's like $299.99 and I get a fucking new Zelda game and a new Mario game that I can play on the go, I'm going to be happy no matter what. Okay. I just am.
And then you're going to look back at your catalog of 3 games, all launch titles.
I'm happy with the Wii U. I could have only gotten Mario Kart 8 with the Wii U and I would be happy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The Wii U is a Smash machine for me.
It's true.
Is. And now that I see that... Sorry, go ahead.
Well, think of how often you brought your Wii U over to people. It's going to be so much easier to bring the fucking Switch and you just put it in my toaster.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
We can just switch around
that baby
different toasters.
I do love the Switch toaster.
The Switch toaster.
So stupid.
Yeah. I love it.
It's great.
Love it.
There's just so many small parts to break and so many bad... As a single like Nintendo engineer since Gunpei Yokoi seen human hands and been like, let's make a game controller for human hands. That'll be good. Like the N64 had 3 prongs. No one has 3 hands. GameCube controller, it's like this.
I fucking love both of
GameCube controller is fucking awesome.
Yeah,
right?
I love both of those.
I will defend that shit to the death.
SNES controller is the best.
Some people like...
And you complained about human hands on that one where like it's just a flat surface.
Yeah, even then it's not great.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Bitch.
Look, now the Switch Pro controller is just... It's just a Xbox One controller with weird long handles.
It does have long handles.
weird. I don't know. Long Stevie, are you? You love it or hate it overall?
Overall, I lean towards loving it.
You hear that, Kevin? Fuck
still,
you.
There's still some questions I need answered.
Okay.
Wait, Keith, ask me the question you just asked Steve.
Okay. Overall, do you love or hate the Switch?
Okay, my answer may surprise you.
Okay.
Hate it.
Oh,
I really
no
thought you were going to say.
Can
like,
you
I
believe
you
that?
Were say you
how,
loved it.
How weird.
I didn't know where you were going. I really thought you were going to be like, overall, you know.
You know, I weighed both. No. Nintendo is not going to sell me on a console. If they release, if I read a few reviews of some amazing games and I'm like, wow, the Nintendo Switch is really the place to go to play these amazing titles from all over like the gaming community, like from Nintendo themselves, from the developers they commission, and from third-party developers and indie developers, I'm going to be like, well, now I have to eat my own words and play a great console. But until it comes out and has great games on it, I'm going to be as negative as possible about it. Because if I'm negative and the Switch sucks, I'm right and you guys are sad. And if I'm negative and the game rocks, you guys are right, but I still get to play the Nintendo Switch.
You're I wish sad, you. Man. I honestly wish you could feel.
You're a nasty woman.
Feel what I feel, because all I feel is excitement, and it's fucking great.
Oh man,
it is good. Great.
That's not how Kevin rolls. Kevin rolls on pessimism 24/7.
Like, but I'll eat my words. Like if they're good video games, right. Play.
You have to give them at least. I know that Skyrim was a 6-year game.
Yeah,
but that they at least showed in the trailer that like. Things that were complaints about the Wii U and what Nintendo was doing with no party support, no new Mario game. Like, granted, this isn't for really our group of friends because we don't play a lot of sports games.
Right.
But Nintendo has been a non-factor in sports games since forever.
Yeah, and those make money.
Like. And they do, and they put it out there in their trailer, mm-hmm. along with playing basketball with your friends, to rooftop parties, to dog walking, which is a weird lifestyle choice. For all three of those together. But maybe somebody who loves basketball and loves roof parties and loves dogs is going to love the Switch.
Yeah. The last
but my point was...
Do you guys have roof parties without me and just don't invite me? I figure all millennials have roof parties.
Yeah, so my point was is that we're ignoring what Kevin said because we're not going to tell him about rooftop parties.
Fuck.
We're not going to tell him about rooftop parties.
Bail. My roof's not flat.
Not flat. But they hit on, I mean, they showed a port of Mario Kart, so they showed that they're going to bring games over,
mm-hmm.
which was part of the love it or hate it, the hate loving it. I love it because that probably means Smash is going to be on there and I get to play more Mario Kart. And I said for a while, and I actually read an article about it a while too, that like Smash needed, it's not going to be a launch title, which is fine,
mm-hmm.
but like
it could be,
But I was saying that, like, I was reading the article that was like, they should port Smash on the when it was the NX. On the NX, put out all the DLC characters and they keep adding more to it.
Yeah.
It looks like they may be doing that with Mario Kart. And that is a smart decision because they will make money off that. It sucks for a consumer.
Well,
and that's why I love
it. No, it sucks for 13 million consumers who bought Wii U's, but it's awesome for everyone else who's going to buy a Switch that didn't own a Wii U.
Yeah. True. So I said when Smash 4 came out and they started adding, and they added Mewtwo to it,
mm-hmm.
I would love it if Smash 4 was just the last Smash Bros. And like they just kept adding people to the roster and kept updating that game. So like, I will be more than happy to play Super Smash Bros. On your NX. As long
Switch.
As, or Switch, whatever. I'm going to keep calling it the NX.
The NX was a good name.
It wasn't bad.
It was.
Switch is meh.
Switch is kind of meh.
But every time I hear it, I just think of Switch from Will Smith. Ooh, na, 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 hey.
Okay. All right, Stevie.
The music right, will play over this part.
Yeah,
so like,
stop.
No,
you can't add.
No,
Can we add music?
And look, we're all partying to the music.
Hey,
all
right.
Any final thoughts on the Switch?
Hate it.
Fuck you. Okay.
He doesn't actually.
No,
I don't.
He's gonna play it.
I don't. I don't really hate it.
I can't wait.
You boys just love it so much, and this wouldn't be a podcast if someone wasn't.
Well, no, it's a good. At least this is the good three because we have Super Hype Train, like. Pretty much on the hype train, but kind of like it's like I'm like chasing after the hype train and like just grabbing onto the caboose and like kind of flailing it behind it, be like, ah!
And I'm like a hobo tied to the tracks of the hype train.
Yeah,
and like some of my sternum is gonna get lodged in the wheel, and then it's gonna come. Yeah. The hype train's gonna come off.
Yeah,
the hype train's gonna keep going because it's just a hobo. You're just gonna go right through him.
Yeah, no, you're the hobo on the side of the rails who's like, get off my home, metal monster, and you're throwing rocks at it.
Oh, well, we'll come. That's fuck Kevin. Are you talking about? We'll come back to this on January 12th when they reveal, you know, the launch lineup and the price and stuff.
Oh, is that the official January 12th?
That'll dictate, you know, how we're actually feeling about it. If
it's between 300 and 400, I think that's reasonable. Tailing or nearing the 400 mark, I think is...
They're stupid if it's anything more than 300.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right.
If it's $35, I'll think about it.
Cool. I'll take that. You heard it here.
All right, Stevie, how much time do we have left?
3 minutes and 30 seconds.
All right, so... Fuck, we should take a break then.
All right.
Break time, bro.
Break time, bro. All right, we're back. Before we go, I figured we could take this time to remember our first 49 episodes.
Can we all look? Yeah, and then we're going to have like some like star wipe fading, and then... We can have all the other videos that we've put. Oh, wait.
But not just our first 49 episodes, but kind of everything that's been going on in the world of Game Time, bro.
GTSB.
So I wanted to ask, like, what are some of your favorite Game Time bromance?
Wow. Well, that one right there.
Yeah, I mean.
That's Kevin's.
I wish I'd come up with that because I did.
That's He's Kevin's. Lying. Kevin needs credit.
Game Time bromance.
Kevin needs a win in his life. B-Town's commentating. Speaking of.
Yeah, okay. So we should probably talk about the Smash tournament that I got a cool silver medal in.
Yeah, that's only the best only trophy. because of commentating. Nothing else, guys. Yeah. No problem.
Yeah.
To me, it just seemed like Stevie changed his character and then it was just it. You know, I don't know.
No, I'm going to get earplugs. In fact, I have bought earplugs.
Let's go.
Next time.
Bring it.
Can't hear you. They're already in.
It's fine.
That's fine, too.
I don't need no earbuds.
I don't need
still
you.
Still going to lose.
I don't need you. So, that was one of my favorite moments, Keith.
Yeah, it was my favorite moment.
When B-Town cost you the championship.
Supposedly.
Yeah, roll the tape. Supposedly. B-Town and Jay.
Certainly wasn't the other guy playing. He was playing.
I will say, though,
couldn't have been that.
That trophy is my favorite trophy. The one that you have with Bowser and Pikachu on it on Final Destination. That's my favorite trophy.
Yeah.
It's a good trophy.
It's okay.
It's true.
Okay, I poured my heart and soul into that.
I really like my first place trophy.
It's taller than Kevin's.
Yeah.
It really is. It's significantly...
I really like that trophy too, which is why I'm going to get it.
It's significantly taller.
Too bad it's
going to
sit
tall.
In my house forever.
It's significantly taller.
It is significantly taller because I have a bigger dick.
Damn it.
Yeah.
All right, so Kevin, clearly that's not one of your favorite
moments.
One
of my
Let's talk about
moments.
A time where Kevin won.
Bro-lympics.
Bro-lympics. Yeah. Kevin Cole. I mean, do you guys want to recount this or should I just brag about how like I trashed you guys up and down the field? I trashed my own teammates up and down the field with how good I am at game trivia.
Well, I'm trying to remember here.
Yeah.
So
I remember.
No.
I got an ass spanking.
So you trashed us horribly in the Game Time Bro, Game Time Show Bro, Game Show Time.
I did.
But nice in the Bro-lympics, I don't remember it happening quite that way. The Bro-lympics were weird because were you on the team that won?
I believe I was.
And all that trivia wasn't even about video games. And my team was trashing your team.
I was on Wave something.
Wang Time, bro?
No, I wasn't on Wang Time, bro.
Were you on...
You Nice Wang?
I think I was...
Nice Wang, bro.
Nice Wang, bro. There it is.
Actually, I don't
know. You were on sorry.
Roll the clip.
Roll it. Emilio.
You were on what's that stupid Fast and Furious song?
Oh.
This is beautiful.
Watch this group of 20 somethings attempt to remember things from a year ago.
Yeah, well, find it on YouTube cuz we're on YouTube.
We're so old.
All right, sorry. You did very well in all trivia that you've been a part of.
Yeah,
and
some great.
You also seem very competitive, Kevin.
I can be.
I can see that coming out right now.
I can be when something's robbed from me.
How silver tastes.
The last ride. The last ride. That was, were you on the last ride? Were you?
Oh, the last ride, yeah.
Yeah, you were on the last ride.
Yeah.
So we destroyed.
It's going to suck when I lose at Smash
like
this year. I haven't been practicing at all.
Well, when really we play it on the Switch, you know, you'll be on even footing with everyone.
But I'm going to get hand cramps from the stupid controller being
Whatever.
Stupid.
Whatever.
Yeah, we're playing Smash
Hate it.
Only on Joy-Con controllers.
All right, well.
Only.
One of my favorite moments comes from the Game Time Olympics.
So far, this has been a really positive experience.
So many bromans.
It was when Marissa wiped the floor with Stevie.
Oh, you fucking asshole.
Super Mario 64 snow slide competition.
Yeah, with insider trading. Bullshit.
Boom.
There was no insider trading.
There was absolutely insider trading.
Dude, what does
trading.
That even mean?
That means that you, Keith Sheffer, not competing in the event, told Marissa, lady competing in the event, about a secret passage that you could take that I, Steve Sheridan, forgot about because I'm a dummy.
To be fair, I made you leave the room when I told it to her.
Oh, yeah, let's not forget that.
Just so all of our cards are out on the table. But anyone who doesn't know that fucking secret shouldn't win anyway. Like, that's that true. Shortcut is known
by
everyone.
Did you remember
everyone.
It?
I did.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, anyone...
I did remember it. Because you can't win if you take that shortcut in, if you're racing Chubby Penguin. Mm-hmm. He's like, that wasn't a real race. Oh, I'm real butthurt. Just like a certain someone across the table.
Yeah. Joy Silver, bitch.
Your inner penguin.
Joy Silver.
Your inner penguin is coming out.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm staring at a silver medal right now.
Was it Kevin's?
No, so we crushed you. The last ride crushed Nice Wang, bro.
So mad.
Whatever.
I can't do
anything
about it.
And then... B-Tan, who was on your team, came up with all the trivia questions, and none of them are about video games. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a weirdo.
Yeah, that was fucking bullshit. Mm. And we lost, even though we beat you in like every competition.
Yeah, well, we're great.
You yeah, guys you're suck. Awesome. You're right. You're right.
Remember when we had Stevie trivia for my birthday?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yep.
I don't think I won that one either.
No, Jay did. Because he came the closest to getting what was printed on my hat that I wore in
high
school.
Yeah, it was like a Vander
and
Holyfield.
He was, and he, yeah.
Yeah.
Tyson Holyfield 2, Sound and the Fury. Or Sound and the Fury 2. No.
Remember?
See, I don't even remember.
Remember when we played PT?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Show that clip. Roll that clip right
roll
now.
Roll that clip.
We're not going to roll it. Just find it on YouTube. He plays PT.
Roll it clip. Was terrifying.
Search Game Time, bro.
Put
PT.
An annotation right here on my face and then bump it over to Steve's face and then put it on your face.
Terrifying. Okay.
That links to it.
Perfect. We'll do that.
That okay. was. We were sitting on that right over there in,
yeah, this
in,
is the
in complete darkness.
Put some scrolling text that says watch PT.
Yeah.
Okay, I could do that. I'll do something.
All right.
Probably won't. Our friend Mikey here at Game Time, bro. Who is my roommate? He's not here.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. That's Macho Man. He's a cat.
Oh, yeah.
Just kidding. He's not over there. He is a very big horror guy. Loves horror movies, loves horror, the genre, everything. Mm. He said PT was the scariest piece of media he's ever absorbed. And I fucking played it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are easily scared.
Yeah.
And Kevin and I found that out and we're like, huh, maybe he should play PT.
Yeah. And then I was a little scared. There's a fetus. I don't
bullshit. You were a little scared. Yeah. The end of that video was 100% genuine from all of us.
Yeah, it was great.
It was. Yeah. I mean,
Watch the video. It's long, but it's worth it.
It was scary. Some of the middle kind of drags, but
yeah,
cause whatever.
Because I was terrified about turning every corner. So I was just kind of like creeping, looking around corner. I don't think I'm good. Corner, good. And then something pops out.
Sounds right.
Kevin.
Yeah.
You've mentioned that you really enjoyed the podcast where it was me, you, and my brother.
Yeah, I don't remember anything about it, which I said it and I was like, what did we even talk about? We talked about spreadsheets. Like
lots of spreadsheet talk.
Yeah, because I was like doing my budget, I think, for the hack Kickstarter. I think it was a year ago. Or I was doing a spreadsheet for something.
The Witcher 3 had just come out.
The Witcher 3 had just come out. And like I was just talking about getting my spreadsheet game on and like how like I could kind of see a reality where like I was an accountant. Mm-hmm. Like I ruled the spreadsheet realm.
Like, that's my realm, Kevin.
Wow, oh that is Stay Keith. Out. That's Keith's world.
Yeah, you haven't seen my Halo spreadsheets. They're fucking nuts.
I just remember having a lot of fun on that podcast. That was about it. I said I wanted to get one jab in at Steve and Kevin watch anime.
Okay, please do.
I don't even know what episode we're on for that. We haven't recorded in a while. Definitely the worst episode we ever did was a little anime called Monster Musume.
We're going to redact that just so nobody ever has to watch that.
That episode is probably the funniest to listen to. At least for me, just because we're in such agony and we're so confused
and
scared
worst.
And yelling.
It's the worst.
We couldn't make it through two episodes of that. We had to stop the episode at the 15-minute mark.
That's right.
And then we had to watch that last like 15 minutes of it. It was hell. It was utter hell. But it's a memory that's going to stick with me. That's a bromant that'll stay with me for the rest of my life.
Yep.
Yeah, and if you want to find that episode, you can subscribe on iTunes to it.
Ooh, that's right. We're on iTunes.
Or just look at GameTimeBro.com. Burp. Burp. What, burp. Do you remember what episode number that is around?
No, I have no idea.
No, but just it'll be in the title.
Yeah,
listen to all of them. When you get to that one, listen to it twice.
And then tweet at BSteveFoto. I watched Monster Musume and I think it's okay.
Don't tweet that. I will block you forever and call Twitterman himself and get you
John
fired.
Twitterman.
John, you know, Twitterman, and you will be off Twitter forever.
Some of my favorite bromance are our plug sections.
Oh, yeah?
I want to make this one memorable, too.
Aww.
Oh, no. Is it over?
I think it's over. I think episode 50 is over. Our first ever video podcast.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot the video was here.
Oh, yeah.
Stevie, you want to plug anything?
Yeah. The usual photography biz stuff.
Okay. So I'll type that into Google and get your
Steve
Sheridan
Photography Biz. And there you go. No, Steve Sheridan Photography on Facebook. You can also check out stevesheridanphoto.com. Also, all complaints are sent to BSteveFoto here at Game Time Bro. I will not read them, but send them away.
Please.
I don't even know if we have any. I really haven't checked. Yeah. Maybe somebody listened.
Yeah,
probably be Tom. But that's it. That's all. Oh, and check out Steve and Kevin Watch Anime like we just mentioned.
Yeah.
But don't check out the Monster Musume episode because that episode is a bunch of hot garbage. Well, the episode, okay.
The episode
itself is great. Don't watch the show.
No.
Unless you want to just
let us watch it. Because it's Steve and Kevin Watch Anime, so you don't have to. My name is Kevin Cole. You can find me on Twitter at RealKevinCole. I make a video game. It's called Hack. It's going to come out one day. I wanted to plug voting. Go vote. Vote, you idiot. You stupid piece of shit. Just go vote. Vote. Fuck you. Go vote. Vote. I don't want to hear it. Vote. That's it.
All right. I'm terrified of Kevin.
Vote.
We can vote from home. You can't vote from home. Go vote.
Yep.
But Kevin, I don't need to because of the electoral college.
Oh, she's right.
Get off of this podcast.
She's right.
All right. She's right, though. Well,
isn't she? Truth.
She's no.
Dropping truth bombs. End of the podcast. Dropping truth bombs.
Okay. Well,
do you have to promote anything, Keith?
Yeah.
What did you? Were you trying to do something?
I was just trying to say, you know, you can find many good pieces of content on GameTimeBro.com.
Yeah.
And you can also find this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you're watching on YouTube, check out our series of Madden Let's Plays where Kevin and Stevie destroy us.
Yeah.
Once. By us, I mean. Steve,
it'll happen
I.
again.
The Raiders are gonna beat the Patriots one of these
Sunday.
Follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Find us on Facebook. Like the fuck out of us on Facebook.
Do it. I don't even think I've liked us on Facebook.
We just had to save the Facebook from death. I saw that you
rescued
did.
It. Yeah. It was like it's like do you want this to be deleted? No, please. And also subscribe on iTunes. That'd be huge.
Yeah.
Review us. We've got three podcasts now.
Mm-hmm.
This, which is the Game Time Show Bro.
Yeah.
Subject to Change. And of course, Steve and Kevin Watch Anime, mm-hmm. so you don't mm-hmm. have to. But, you know, I think it's time to just say, bro off.
Vote. What time is it? Somebody bring me a mirror.